There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Thanks to our friends at IT Cadre. He provides trusted insight. He is our trusted insider. Presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Austin is with us right now on The Fan. What a day for Commanders fans. Marshawn Lattimore traded to Washington at the deadline, one of the biggest splashes any team made today. What do you make of the move, Austin?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to be back on. Yeah, you know, this is something that is on the administration side of football, you know, something that I kind of have to watch from the sideline on. Obviously, as players, we don't really know what's going on the GM side of the conversation. So when you see moves like this, obviously it impacts your team, and it's interesting to kind of hear all the takes on it and know if it was worth the picks and things like that. But all I know is, you know, I'm hoping that he comes in and is a great teammate and adds more to our culture and what we've been building.
Yeah, and here, I don't want to lead you to an answer, Austin, but, you know, here's me just pudgy slob. Here's how I would view it. Like, if I'm you guys, I'm going, we have kicked ass. We have had an unbelievable nine games. We're 7-2. We're doing really, really well. Here's your reward. Here's, like, somebody that's going to raise the talent level, that's really, really skilled, and we're willing to sacrifice future things that you guys don't necessarily care about. Like, you're not that concerned about a fifth-round pick this coming year. You guys are playing games this week, so I would think of it as almost like a reward. What are your thoughts there?
I don't know about a reward or anything like that. I don't want to, you know, take the human side out of it. I think it's more so for us. Look, we have a great team going, absolutely. And we are trying to win now. Like, that's the mentality of the NFL. You got to win now. You know, if you're thinking about, oh, you know, down the road, maybe as a GM, that's something you can think of. But as far as us as players, as far as me on this team, like, we're trying to win right now, because I don't know if I'm going to be here or be around for next year, right? It's not ever promised. All I know is I have this opportunity right now, and if we have guys that can come in and help us win and do that right now, then, look, it's a good move. Let's get it done, and let's get these guys in the locker room.
Along those lines, you mentioned the GM. I mean, what does it say that clearly Adam Peters thinks enough of you guys as a contender to be a buyer? You know, he could have just stood pat, or well, around here, I mean, you don't have to experience this in the past, but we did. It's been a lot of years as a seller, and that is not the case anymore.
Again, hey, this is some of the other side, right? We have a lot of new things going on. Obviously, Adam Peters is one of those. Some new ownership as well, new head coach. And so those are decisions that they're going to sit down and they're going to look at the team. They're going to see, where can we use help? Is this going to affect us in the long term? But in my opinion, these guys want to win now as well. Like, they're in the place where, yes, we want something for the long run, but guess what leads to that? Well, we need to have success now, because if we don't, we're not here in the long run. You know how this league works. So, hey, let's show some success. Let's do everything we can to win now, and you'll deal with later.
I'm sure you guys at some point, you and Marshawn Lattimore, you've played against each other a bunch, but I would think with Pro Bowl pass like you guys have, and just the quality of the production over the years as stars in the AFC, you guys had to have crossed paths. Do you know him at all, or do you recall playing against him?
No, I don't know him at all personally. So it'd be good to see kind of, you know, what kind of personality he is, what kind of team guy he is, and bring him into our culture. I know, regardless of where you come from, coming into the locker room, what we have that we built over here, our culture, you're gonna feel that's different. I've had other guys be like, man, this is different here. Like, it just seems like everyone's like so into it. Like, everyone's reactive, everyone's, you know, responsive, and kind of has this aura of like welcome, to the squad. And it's just a culture that's really fun to be a part of, really fun to play around. And, you know, Dan Q is definitely the center of that, and continuing to make sure that stays the case. And the new players coming in are going to be, you know, going to be shocked, I think, coming in and seeing just like how great of a culture we've built over here.
Austin Ekeler with us here on G&D. And that's what I was going to ask you about, Austin. Like, how is that almost more important than what happens on the field? Is that somebody kind of fits into the program that you guys have done such a good job building here?
I mean, that's definitely part of it. You know, you obviously want to have people that are bought into the game, absolutely. And that comes down to your culture, right? Being around the people that you want to play around, being around guys that you respect and things like that. And it takes time to really build that up. And so it's tough being a guy that jumps around. Even just me coming here for the first time and that wasn't really established yet. It was like, okay, like, how is this going to go? Like, who's who? Like, how does everything work? Like, it takes time, but we're in the middle of the season, so it's kind of got to be expedited here. Where it's like, hey, man, like, we need you right now. Just know we got a good thing going, so let's buy into that, you know, ideally.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Austin Ekeler is with us on Grant and Danny for his weekly Tuesday appointment presented by IT Cadre. Let's go back to Sunday's win over the Giants, 27-22 victory at the Meadowlands. We find out about 90 minutes before the game, and we all saw the video of B-Rob after his workout talking with Dan Quinn, and they kind of make the decision he's not going to go. So soon thereafter, presumably, you get the word, and then your role changed a good bit because you were kind of bell cowing it in the first half, getting almost all of the work. When did you find out, and what changed for you in terms of, you know, the game plan versus the execution on Sunday of some of the play calls?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me anyway, like, I always prepare like I'm going to be starting, you know, whether Brian is here and he's starting or whether it's, you know, me and him on the field. Regardless, Austin, I am starting. That's my mindset, looking myself in the mirror. So I make sure I know every single role. I know all the spots I can be in. You know, I'm split out wide. Sometimes I'm all over the place. So for me, it's a lot of studying, making sure I'm ready to go, regardless of what happens with the injuries or anything like that. Brian, you know, obviously was a decision that was made. Hey, you're going to sit this one out this week. You get yourself healed up. And so for me, it wasn't really a mentality shift. Like, I mean, I've been starting for the past 4 years of my career. So I've definitely been in that role before where you're starting out there. And even this year, you know, I've been getting a lot of playing time, even though I'm not considered one on the depth chart, like, definitely getting a considerable amount of time out there. So as far as the game plan change, I'm not really sure if it really changed at all. You know, I think I'm capable of running a lot of the plays that we had in the game plan. Obviously, Brian is as well. And so I think it was one of those things where, hey, let's run with it. We have Chris Rodriguez now that kind of stepped up and got a few carries in there, another bigger body type back. Was super proud of him to get in there and make an impact with his reps. So it was cool to see, you know, that rotation that we continue to go, because I know I really am thankful for that after the games, because my body always feels better after that. So it was good to see, even, you know, with Brian, you know, send this one out, that we were able to put together a win.
Yeah, Austin, going to that 1 yard touchdown run, that was some grown man stuff right there. I think people forget, you know, despite the fact you're not like, you know, Derrick Henry's build, you got some goal line thump to you, dude. That was some grown man stuff.
You know, I've scored 71 touchdowns in my NFL career. So, you know, there's a thing or two to being able to get into the end zone. And for myself, fortunately, I have a very strong lower body, good contact balance, and down in the goal line is definitely where that can show itself out. Because, yeah, there was kind of an unblocked guy in the hole. I was able to bounce off of him, bounce off another guy, stay up on my feet and get enough just to get that 1 yard. And so that's a lot of the touchdowns that I've had even over the past careers. Down that 1 2 yard line, being able to run through contact, stay up. I have a low center of gravity, so people think they can just thump me up high and I'll fall over, but then they don't realize that I squat 600 pounds and they're like, oh, okay, well, he didn't go down. What the heck? and so it's advantage for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice to have in your bag, the old 600-pound squat. Next possession, 4th and 1, 2-minute drill. Live when you get tackled, did you think you had it, that first down, or were you going, oh, that's close?
Oh, no, I definitely thought I had it. I didn't even realize they were reviewing it. I came out because there was something going on with my knee. I had to make sure it was all right. And they're, like, reviewing it. And I was like, oh, what the heck? Like, because when I got down, like, when I was down, I would, like, look down the line, and I was well past it. But obviously you can't really tell when your knee hits the ground. And so you don't know when in that series of falling that you're actually down. And so for me, I had thought I had clearly got it, but apparently it was closer than it actually came out to be anyway. So regardless, hey, they gave it to us, so we'll take it.
Austin Ekeler, 38 touchdowns over 2 years when he led the NFL back-to-back years, to his point about having 71 in his career, joining us here on Grant and Danny. Kind of a weird question, but this is just my own observation. I want to know what you think about this. It seems to me like the way you guys rotate to an extent is like almost a hot hand thing. So like Brian Robinson a few weeks ago didn't play at all in the second half, and I'd imagine he was banged up, although he, you know, said he wasn't. But like, you were basically the guy in the first half. And then in the second half, as you said, it became the Chris Rodriguez show, and he didn't really come off the field. There have been halves where Jeremy McNichols is getting all the work. More so than just like mixing everyone in when they're tired and coming on and off. Is that how they like to do it, or something to do with like the overall structure here this year with this staff? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's a few layers of methodology in there. I know Coach Lynn is definitely about the hot hand, which he's even said those exact words. Like, if you have a hot hand, I'm going to let you run. Right? You let these guys, let them go. If they're hitting the holes, they're getting seams, like, keep that going. You know, you don't want to take that away from somebody. So he's definitely about that. But there's another layer on there as well of there's certain plays that are kind of schemed out for certain people sometimes, whether it's two backs, whether it's me on the field, whether it's someone else on the field. And so that also plays into the rotation, and we account for that, about having different types of body types, different skill sets in our backfield. So our scheme is also built around that. So that's where you see a lot of rotation. It's like, okay, this person's on this play. Hey, this person has the hot hand. Let's lead them in. You know, it might not be Brian. It might not be me. It might be someone, any of us. So it keeps a solid rotation really of all of us. And as I mentioned, it really helps, because, you know, if you're hot, like, let you run, it's great. Coach confident, boom, I'm rolling today. It's my day. If not, hey, we're still cheering you on, but you're still going to get action because there's still plays that are called up for you that you're going to have to be in on. So it's great to see guys having success when they're hot that day, but also know that you're still going to be contributing as well.
We had young Chris Rodriguez on the show for a few minutes yesterday, and we asked him about his big block that he had on the throw to Sinnott out in the flat. He had a great pass pro set. And he basically said, like, that was a play that he actually hadn't gotten to practice much at all. But he was joking that Anthony Lynn always says, if you need physical reps, like, you're in the wrong business. Mental reps are enough. But he gave you the credit. He said, I've been watching Austin Ekeler on that similar concept, and he crushes it every time, and I kind of knew what to do based on that. I wonder, number one, I don't know if you have watched the film to the extent of, you know, what, when you weren't on the field, what was going on, but did you see the block he had and your thoughts on that he kind of gave you the credit having him ready?
Of course. I'm not closing my eyes when I'm not on the field. Like, I saw the block, of course, man. He went there and chopped the heck out of zero. And no, it was a great block. Opened up a critical, third down pickup with Ben catching the ball running down the sideline. So, hey, when you're called upon, it's your opportunity. You got to make sure you capitalize on that, and that's what Chris did. That's a perfect example of a guy that hasn't been getting a ton of reps, took basically no reps the entire practice as far as with the first team, and then was called upon when it came to be his time. And it's one of those things where, hey, you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But it's a lot easier said than done, because having the physical reps definitely helps you, you know, gather some muscle memory and some, you know, thinking reps. So it's like, okay, I know where to go. Kind of, oh, I can maybe tweak this that way. So yeah, I shout out to Chris for going out there, showing out, you know, running that thing hard, and also picking up some key blocks. Definitely a big contributor there at the end, especially in the 4-minute drive, picking up some first downs, getting us into a place where we get into victory formation.
Austin, overall, the Giants came into the game kind of having struggled against the run. And I actually thought for the first few quarters, they were doing a really good job, seemed very committed to slowing that ground game down. You guys ended up finishing, though, with some pretty good rushing totals, as we're sort of used to. Did you sort of know as the game was going, we're not getting them now, but we're going to get them? Like, did you have that feeling like it was you were going to wear them down and kind of impose your will that way?
Well, when you go into a game, we obviously know, hey, this team has been struggling against the run. They obviously know that, so they know that we know that. They mm-hmm. know that we're going to try to run the ball, because if they were playing themselves, what would they do? They tried to run the ball. That's how we think. So right. This is the chess match. Okay, so let's go out there. You never want to give up the run game. And we know that in our back pocket, Jaden has built-in run game even in the pass game, right? Because he can run and be explosive at any time. Not only that, but we also have him in our own run game as well. So our run game is very dynamic, because it can be any play and it can be turned into a run play. So that's something that we account for as well, where it's like, hey, we're going to have a running game, but also we know our running game is also Jaden's feet when things start collapsing in the pocket, as they do time to time. And so for us going into, we want to continue to establish that, because you don't want to be one-dimensional. If you get really one-dimensional, you start to get a light box, and then all of a sudden now it becomes hard to pass, so you got to make sure you're able to complement it so you can continue to do play action, stuff like that. So it's this whole hodgepodge of making sure you stay balanced, because you get one side, you get predictable, you have more opportunities for the defense to exploit you and stop you. So you can never really give up on the run game entirely until it's like, okay, we have to throw and get ourselves back and we need chunk plays. So that's really the philosophy that we have. Whereas you, especially with Anthony Lynn as our run game coordinator, heavy run guy, obviously been coached running backs for a long time, and now being in the run game coordinator, he's just going to make sure we have enough diversity in our runs. We can run pretty much any time in the game. No matter what, we have runs for every situation. So that's where we come from a running standpoint. We're always going to have something up our sleeve where we can run the ball.
Great intel from Austin Eckler. That's Trusted Insight from a Trusted Insider, presented by IT Cadre. DC Sports Insider sharing their exclusive perspective is with us on Grant and Danny. Let's get an IT Cadre listener question for Austin. And it's sent in here: if Austin Eckler wasn't playing football, what would he be doing as a career? We've heard about some of the other things you're interested in the past, but that's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually went to school for energy management, so I was a business major. So I was going to be working with oil and gas companies. I was going to be the middleman between private mineral owners and a gas company. I go to you, you own minerals, you can't produce those because you don't have a rig or anything like that, but we can, we'll give you royalty. So that was what I was gonna do, and then I was gonna use that capital to get into house hacking. I really wanted to get into real estate, start generating some money in the real estate business. So I was gonna buy like a duplex or something like that, live in it, rent out the rest of the rooms, and start getting into a little bit of house hacking and house flipping. So that was my first option that I had on the table before the NFL was ever an opportunity for me. Then the NFL came to me about my junior year of college and was starting to look at me as a prospect. And so then I decided, I should probably start looking into the NFL. So I'm still heavily in the business world because that was where my roots were from. And that's what I'm really interested in. And then actually the NFL was kind of I accidentally made it to the NFL. You know, like I was doing this one thing and then I was doing that well enough with my mindset and the way I pushed myself that it gave me another opportunity to be in the NFL. And then I chose that opportunity.
It's staggering how much smarter he is than us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, a dubious honor, like, but it's true.
Yes, playing in professional sports, smarter than us. I guess we have abs. We have better bodies, right?
Nope.
Oh, yeah,
no. There you go.
Nope, not at
that
all.
Either.
Not at all.
Oscar Austin wants to know about this brotherhood that everyone keeps talking about. He says, what's the brotherhood feel in the locker room that lets you change the franchise the way that you guys are?
Yeah. It's really hard to describe from an outside perspective because I think a lot of it is a feeling. Like you need to be in the presence of, even like, here's an example. Like, when Dan Quinn walks in to our team meeting room, I've walked into team meeting rooms before, and the head coach said, "Hey, what's up, everyone?" Everyone in our team meeting room goes, like, says something out there. "Hey, what's up?" Like, "Yo!" Like, it's just an eruption of, like, oh, we're all here. We're all alert. We're all present. And it's little things like that that you notice when you've been around a couple teams, where some teams are really quiet. This team is really vocal and bought into this kind of message that Dan has been putting in our minds, of brotherhood, of being involved, of being having each other's backs, of practicing the right way, of having a standard, calling each other out. He'll put plays up on the board. This is not the standard. This is the standard. This is how we get down. This is how we don't get down. That's what he uses, those phrases. Also giving us time, even especially like every single Thursday, we have this recovery time. But it's not just recovery time. It's also a time where all of our chairs are set up in a circle. So we're recovering, doing these leg boot things. You know, we're in the training room. We're all spending time around each other. And so spending that time around each other. Now, when I come into the building, I know that everyone just a little bit more, because I spend a little bit more time with them. And so it's just a great feeling to come in with a smile on my face, like knowing that, hey, like, this is a great place to work. Like, we're excited to be here. We're excited about our coaches, how they take care of us, how they allow us to spend time with each other and actually put the effort out there to make us have time in the schedule to spend time together. And then talk about on game day, hey, this is how it's got to go down. This is the level of standard, because you still have a mentality, you still play a physical game. Yeah, it's all brotherhood, but when it comes down to game time, it's time to bring that brotherhood to the field. And we talk about what that standard looks like. And so all of these things are us buying in as players to what is being presented to us, and making sure that we as leaders on the team also are preaching this stuff, making sure that we're holding each other accountable. And we have enough guys that are doing that, that when you walk in and when you feel on the team, you feel like, man, I'm really a part of something special. And so, like I said, a lot of it's a feeling, and it's about being around a lot of teams and feeling when it's not there and when it is there. And this brotherhood that we have here is very special, and it doesn't come around that often. So, great place to be playing right now.
Austin, excellent as always with us, man. Keep it rolling, dude.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny with us on The Fan. Our weekly appointment with him presented by IT Cadre. IT Cadre's trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.